Welcome to the Simply Authentic Podcast with Angie and Tanya. We are real estate pros, entrepreneurs, leadership gurus, and community enthusiasts. Our passion is sharing our experiences to enrich the lives of others. We hope to inspire you to live authentically. Simply Authentic Podcast. I'm Tanya Murfin.
And I'm Angie Mullings. And last Friday, we went to 417 Biz Think Summit. It's held every year. Yes. And Tanya and I have gone in the past.
Right.
And as we kind of give a synopsis of what our takeaways for the day were, we hope by the end of this episode, you understand the importance of getting out and getting into your community and mm-hmm. going to things like this, because it mm-hmm. really expands your knowledge of the area. Mm-hmm. And we're going to kind of give a brief description, I guess, yeah. of each of the speakers or sessions that we heard. So yeah. always a great day.
It is.
Yeah.
And this year it was held at the Convoy of Hope's World Headquarters in Republic, Brookline, Missouri. If you've not been there, just walking into that place, it has such a presence. Mm-hmm. And you walk in there with hundreds of local people, community leaders, thought leaders, and there's just a vibe. There's a hum in the air. They've got loud music blaring. Logan Aguirre and her team at 417 put this on every year and coordinate the theme behind it and get all of the thought leaders together. So I can't impress upon you enough. If you've ever thought about going, if you want to know more about your community and meet some great people, mm-hmm. then make sure you get a ticket and you go next year. Right. It is worth every dime.
Yeah. And it's an all-day event. So, you know, you do have to set aside some time, but it is well worth it. I want to say about Convoy, it's so impressive.
Yes.
Just such an impressive venue. This has been held at Juanita K in the past, mm-hmm. and one of the reasons that they moved it was because at lunch, you were like stacked on top of each other,
right.
because you get lunch while you're there, and it's a great networking opportunity.
Yeah.
So when lunch was served this year, you were kind of spread out. You could go outside and eat. You could, you know.
Right.
So there was a lot more room. The auditorium was phenomenal.
Was.
So can't yeah. really say enough good things about the location and the venue.
I agree with that. And it mm-hmm. was just such a different feeling to me
mm-hmm.
than being at Juanita K.
Yeah.
Juanita K is a little more fancy or
intimate
or yeah it's yeah. just it's just a different atmosphere.
Yeah.
This was more of a fun free day off work that mm-hmm. you get to just really expand on knowing about our community. With that being said, Angie, I want to
yeah.
tell everybody that I don't have the knowledge you have from that day because I had a funeral and had to leave early.
Mm-hmm.
So I missed all of the afternoon segments. So I'm going to be asking you questions
yeah.
and let you fill me in as well as our listeners mm-hmm. on what you experienced in my absence that day.
Yeah.
So let's get started with the pride of our region.
Mm-hmm.
So this day was started with and filled with people who are very proud to live and work here, very proud to have their own business here or mm-hmm. to be in a role with different city around us.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think anyone, at the end of the day, anyone could imagine that there wasn't a ton of pride of living in this region.
Absolutely.
Ton.
And, you know, if you've never been, there are people who take their whole teams. They've
right.
learned, they've gone by themselves in the past, and they bring their whole
That's
teams.
Right.
So you're not just going to see one person from Silver Dollar City. You're going to see their whole team.
Right.
We were lucky enough, this was after the election, so Jeff Schrag, and who was the recently elected mayor,
yes.
and Dave Cameron, who is the city manager for Republic, both sort of did a welcome,
mm-hmm.
and Because this property is, like you said, in Brookline. So really, Republic had a big force, big showing there because of the location.
Mm-hmm. They did.
So, yeah, Pride of, and it's always that way. Pride of Region is always top of mind at the Think Summit.
Yeah, that's why it's called 417 Think Summit.
Yeah.
Something that I wrote down that morning that I believe it was Dave Cameron that said this, a community is an ecosystem you have to take care of to keep alive. Mm-hmm. And isn't that the truth?
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
If it's just up to one person, it's never going to happen because you've got to have a buy-in from everybody to make that ecosystem work. It's just like the ocean. It all works together, right?
Right.
With so many different elements. Mm-hmm. So as we go to another topic from that day was company culture.
Mm-hmm.
And you were there for that topic.
Yeah.
And it was people who are rooted in family businesses,
yeah.
O'Reilly's being one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, they had two executives from O'Reilly there to talk about how much they promote within. It was amazing to hear. One of them has been with the company since, I think she said there were maybe 60 stores when she started.
Wow.
And now they have, I don't know, I'll get the number wrong, but it's thousands. They have thousands of stores now.
Yeah.
And just hearing them talk about why company culture is so important, and we've spoke about that several times on the podcast, and it is, and they both have been promoted within the company over and over and over again. And one thing that stood out to me was that if you're in one department, like both of them started out in different departments, and if there was a position that was posted within the company, their immediate supervisor was recommending them to this next post
in a
different department. So in essence, they weren't trying to hold somebody back. They had a great person within their department, but they were looking out for the individual and made sure that they made the recommendation for them to switch departments because they thought they would be a great fit for that particular position. So that kind of spoke volumes that, you know, we know how it is. Once you've got great people, you don't want to let them go.
No. And you don't want to suggest them for a job outside of your company or outside of your department. No.
Right. Yeah. But that's
really
what
impressive.
Happened over and over again.
Yeah.
So that was one big takeaway I got from that.
I love that. And I love that, you know, the O'Reillys are such a big name here in our region because they all came from here and it all started locally.
Mm-hmm.
So that, that's an impressive mindset for the O'Reilly family and the organization.
Yeah. And you know, one other thing that they talked about, Tanya, is recognition across the company and not just recognition. If you have a store in Minneapolis, let's say, there are times when somebody from the corporate office will go out to that particular store for recognition.
Sure.
You know, she said they used to do that all the time, but it's gotten harder and harder to do. But recognizing the sacrifice and the work ethic and that kind of thing of their employees is top of mind for them, and they've got a great system for that. So overall, it was really good. That conversation was just really inspiring in terms of creating the culture that we all hope that we have within our companies.
Yeah, I love that. So J. Mark's Tom Douglas, who has been a guest on the podcast before and talked a lot about company culture, and AI, he apparently talked about AI again.
He did.
On Friday.
Yeah.
Tell me what that was about.
Scared the bejesus out of me.
That's what you said.
Yeah, scared the bejesus out
of me. I didn't want to
me.
Put words in your mouth.
Well, so we just got back from this conference. It was a tech conference, and they talked about a lot of things that will affect and or disrupt our economy in the next 10 years, 5 years and 10 years. One of the top things on the list, insurance.
Mm.
I mean, and that's something that you and I have been witness to
with that conversation.
All the time. I mean, and we're telling our clients sooner than later to check into insurance because of the rising cost of that. And that's what they were saying, you know, the biggest challenge is there may be states that you can't even get homeowners insurance in, and it will be very costly. So that's one thing that he talked about. But obviously, being a tech conference, it was a lot about AI, and that's what's scary. That is, he talked about a device that you, it's already out, that you can put on your head and connect to your brain so that you can have like two of you, essentially. You know, like
you can the two of me clean the house as well? Because if so, I'm all in.
You're all in. Right. Yeah.
But
just mirroring your brain, your thought patterns, and your, you know, because many, many times we've often said, you know, I wish there were 10 or two of us or whatever, because I can't get it all done.
Right.
And so anyway, just
fascinating
fascinating things that he talked about. And having just come back from this conference, it was pretty interesting to hear all the things that they were talking about at a tech conference. And half of them were things that we would talk about at a real estate conference, mm-hmm. about what will affect or disrupt in the next several years.
Well, we're going to stay tuned to that because that affects every single one of us.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So another big topic that they made very important that day was mental health and self-care. Mm-hmm. And you're going to give a few examples of the different people who talked that day and mm-hmm. what their examples were. Mm-hmm. But Angie, I just want to remind our listeners that last year in episode 75 and 78, mm-hmm. Suicide Prevention Month, we had two different PhDs on to talk to us about the psychology of the mind, about suicide awareness, about suicide prevention. And so I feel like you and I have been very much aware with just entertaining our guests here mm-hmm. to tell the listeners about that. Mm-hmm. So tell us what it was like to hear different stories that day.
So the day, you know, is broken up into segments, if you will. Think of TED Talks, because each person that takes the stage has about 30 minutes.
Right.
And like we've mentioned, the first segment was about pride in 417 and regionalism, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And their second segment was about mental health. And the stories that were told, I went from laughing to crying, literally laughing to crying, because people were so candid and open about their experience with their mental health challenges. Mm. It was, I think what they were trying to convey is we need to be better about not keeping it all inside. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be suicidal to need mental health.
For sure.
We can all use, right. and those conversations we had last year, I think that we brought that to light. There was one person who told her story, Ashley told her story. She had to have her leg amputated at age 2, and she told her story of the struggle. And she makes a lot of jokes. If you were there that day, you know what I'm talking about. Jokes you and I would never make, but she can, because mm-hmm. she is the one with the affliction.
Right.
But she doesn't see it as something that holds her back. She's really been able to overcome. And then Zach Troutman talked about the death of his good friend who committed suicide. And what I thought was poignant about his speech was that he said, I looked really good from the outside. And he said, I think my friend thought my life was perfect. Mm-hmm. And he had some, maybe a little jealousy over my perfect life with my kids and my family and my house in Springfield and all that kind of thing. And he said, little did he know I was suffering. Mm-hmm. I was suffering day in and day out. And he said, now looking back, he said, I wish I would have shared that with him. So maybe he wouldn't have felt so alone. Yeah. So I think that's something that we all really need to consider, that a lot of people's lives, especially because of social media, our lives look so perfect.
They do.
And they're not. There are people that are sitting right next to you that are struggling with something and you probably don't know it. Yeah. So my big takeaway there is don't assume that everyone is living the life that you see on social media. And I think that's easy to say. We've said it over and over again, but really take that to heart. And, you know, Tanya, it's also a lesson to all of us to say, how are you?
Mm-hmm.
And we say
and really
it.
And listen.
Exactly. Because I think that if we truly listen and we ask that kind of question in passing a lot.
Right.
But I think if we ask truly, for, you know, with feeling and how are you today?
An intention behind
intention.
It.
Intention, yeah.
You might get a more real answer
yes.
as well.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't think we can ever pass up the opportunity to check on a friend mm-hmm. or mm-hmm. a neighbor or whatever it is if something feels off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Angie, I want to take a moment here. We're going to take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
Real Talk, Real Industry Insights. Simply Authentic is the podcast where realtors and referral partners get the conversations they actually want to hear. I'm Jack Langley at Gershman Mortgage. We've been helping home buyers and real estate professionals for over 70 years, and we know that success just isn't about transactions. It's about knowledge, relationships, and having the right tools to grow. That's why we're proud to host Simply Authentic in our studio, bringing you the most relevant, real, and sometimes challenging conversations that help us all get better. Tune in, subscribe, and let's keep this industry moving forward together. Simply Authentic, recorded at the Gershman Mortgage Studios, available wherever you get your podcast.
Okay, we're back. So going on to another really hot topic, and I'm excited for us to talk about this, was Coach John Perry from NXA. And he talked about attitude. And Angie, I want to mention that we have connected with him and we will be doing an upcoming podcast jointly with him. Mm-hmm. So I'm really, really excited about that.
I'm really excited too. And I think a lot of people have heard about Coach Perry. Yeah. He's been doing a lot more public speaking. Like we said, he has his podcast. We have our podcast. And we're going to do that collaboration. Mm-hmm. He's an amazing coach, but also is inspiring. He had us singing This Little Light of Mine. Mm. The whole audience was singing This Little Light of Mine. And he followed all of the mental health segment. And so it was really kind of a little more lighthearted, and really it took us to a different place, which was just really great. He's got a lot of great words of wisdom and enthusiasm, and it was a very fascinating experience to hear him, because I hadn't heard him before. I've heard people talk about mm-hmm. him, and Coach Perry, because he's out mm-hmm. talking a lot these days. So I'm really excited about our collaboration with him.
I am too. I have heard him speak before, and really, really enjoyed it, and at the time thought he's going to be something mm-hmm. besides mm-hmm. the coach that he's known as.
Yeah.
You know, because his takeaways from his job and from his life learning and skills just, I think, spill over into mm-hmm. his kids at school in Nixon, where he's taught before and coached. And he has a really big following, and the community in NXA, I know, really, really loves him.
Yeah. So. And it's, his big thing is don't ever give up. You know, we may be down 20 to nothing at halftime.
Right.
But he said, I'm going to instill
Game's not
these,
over.
Game's not over. We got another half to play, and we're going to play it, and we're going to get the right attitude and make sure that we're not giving up. And so his lesson is, in life, we want to be sure we're not giving up either.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So as we kind of start to wrap up what happened that day, and hopefully encourage our listeners to sign up for it next year. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and buy your ticket. They usually will release pre-ticket sales mm-hmm. right after the event.
Right.
And if not, you can just Google that and probably find a link to the ticket. But I think what it's taught you and I, especially having a podcast, is you can never make too many connections.
Mm-mm.
You can never meet enough people. And even though we're not meeting these people directly, oftentimes, that are up on stage, you and I take something away to talk about, and many times we will reach out to that person because mm-hmm. they have such a dynamic story mm-hmm. and it touched us in one way or another, or it's a upcoming topic that we were going to talk about. So
therefore,
we've immediately got a connection.
Right.
So I think that, used to, I would probably say for myself, going to something like this meant a day off of work. I've mm-hmm. got to make plans. I've got mm-hmm. to figure out life. I've got to, which in this case, I did have to do that day.
Yeah.
But it was worth my half day expense to be there, to get to be part of it and feel the energy and meet some of these community leaders that we have and hear about it. It really can enrich your business, your relationships, and again, let you know about somebody who could be someone that you could reach out to, that you share a story with.
Yeah. You know, Tanya, one set that we didn't talk about, and I think you and I both were pretty impressed, is what's going on at Missouri State with their athletic department.
Absolutely.
They had the AD on and the football coach. And from a realtor perspective, what that means for our community in terms of economic development. If you don't know, MSU has joined a different conference, and hopefully we'll have an episode about that a little bit later, just because of the impact it should have on our economy and what you and I do. And the other little thing I wanted to plug was that Glendale DECA did these t-shirts.
Yep.
They were there doing a fundraiser because they are planning an international trip, and had some swag out there that we could buy, so I want to plug them.
Absolutely.
Too.
They did a great job on these.
Yeah.
And if you're not watching live, it says thought leader on it. So these are t-shirts that many, many people could wear and share the idea.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. So hopefully that you've learned something about our region and our community, and hopefully some of these people we've talked about, you'll kind of do a little more deep dive on them, because some of them have great stories to tell. And if you're looking for speakers, maybe that's going to be an option for you as well. Also, just as a reminder, our collaboration with Coach Perry, be looking for that in the future. And go back and listen to those episodes that Tanya mentioned about mental health. And if you know someone who needs to know more about their community, be sure and share this episode.
Absolutely. And just to reiterate, it was episode 78 and 75 in September of last year. So thank you for listening. We appreciate Gershman Mortgage for recording with us, and we will catch you next time.
See ya.
Find today's full video by searching the Simply Authentic Podcast on YouTube. Hit subscribe, and there you will find full videos of every episode.